Sparks take deescalating protests to Hinkley Point. They want superheroes with loads of skills, but don't want to give us superhero wages. Hinkley Point, Somerset. Rank and file Unite members protested near Hinkley Point Power Station on the 21st of March, as part of the National Day of Action against deescalating the role of construction electricians. Hinkley is one of the largest construction projects in the country, and is at the center of the dispute. It is the site where contractors first tried to bring in a new electrical support operative, ESO, role which would see workers given just a few weeks training, before doing most of the jobs of skilled electricians, on considerably worse pay. The companies are now proposing a similar Hinkley support operative role. Workers protested on a nearby roundabout, making sure they were seen by other workers being bussed into the site. Speaking to The Socialist, one of the workers, who didn't want to be named, said, "There should be no deescalating of the trades at all, it should be apprenticeships. Whatever happens here at Hinkley, is going spread to HS2, and every major site across the UK. We can't have these rogue training standards come in and deescalate us. We expect apprentices and adult trainees to be at the forefront of this job, and make sure it's proper electricians and mechanical workers that are coming out of this." Tom Baldwin, Newcastle. Sparks took their protest to Balfour Beatty's offices in Newcastle on the 21st of March, where they were met by locked doors. As one of the Sparks said, "If these companies get away with this, it will take loads of lads' jobs from them, and, by using unskilled workers, potentially be dangerous." He went on to explain, "We all came out of school with the promise of a job for life, but now they're wanting to take on unskilled workers instead." Another commented about the companies, "They want superheroes with loads of skills, but don't want to give us superhero wages." The numbers at the protests, which are being held weekly, are beginning to pick up, but one of the electricians commented, "We need to get to the sites, there needs to be a national call." Elaine Brunskill, Cardiff. Sparks at an NG Bailey site joined the protest, supported by workers from four other unions mobilised by Cardiff Trades Union Council. Each week the protests have grown. The mood was buoyant and determined, as Sparks understand that, if a stand against ESO is not made, then skilled electricians will be forced out of the industry, or employed on low rates. Dave Reid,